The intro to an interview is a little tricky because the host has probably heard many bad interviews, which basically at the beginning, the host reads this typically too long bio of the guest. Now, sometimes the bio sounds really impressive, award-winning, blah, 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 and has, but oftentimes the bio is just really boring to me. Like, I don't know. Even the person has written these books. I'm like, I don't care. Books, to me, they're so easy to write these days. Like, I really don't care how many books you've written. I don't care if you've delivered a lot of webinars. So what? Like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, I really like what Suzanne Kohlberg in our course said, that she actually reads the bio at the end of the interview. Now that the audience has found the interviewee, the guest, fascinating. Here's more about them, and please follow them here, follow them there. That makes more sense to me because now they're already interested in knowing more. But the beginning of an interview, I don't know. I mean, again, most of us learn from celebrity interviews where it's like, as fans, we do enjoy hearing, Brené Brown has done this wonderful TED Talk. You all have heard of it, and you've all watched it five times, and she's also done this. She's also interviewed presidents. She's like, we as fans, we're like, yay, yes, of course, right? But like, the person who is learning about you for the first time couldn't care less about your about page or about your story, because it's probably not that interesting. Sorry. But now, interesting parts of your story you are going to bring into the interview, but the bio in the beginning, I think we need to skip it. I really try to. I'm still trying to do a better job of it. It seems courteous for the host to introduce the guest in some way, but I like to say something personal that is more interesting for the audience. So I might say, so the first time I met Colleen, she was doing this, or I was talking about this, and that's how we struck up a conversation, and that's why we're here. I also really appreciate, I think it's more interesting for the host to say just the most intriguing bits about the guest. And by the way, the host should prime the guest and advance says, hey, listen, this is not a typical interview. I think this is going to be better than most interviews. I'm not going to read your bio because it's boring for the audience. But if you want to say something more about your background at the end of the interview, you're welcome to, and then talk about how to reach you. But we should get right into questions that actually intrigue the audience. So that's how I would do it. Again, I'm still learning. I'm learning from what I just said, because I think that's going to be better. So I hope this is helpful. Thanks for asking.